So today I'm at an auto show. Look behind me, there are all these brand new Toyotas. All right, here we go. I love these Land Cruisers. For whatever reason, you always see a ton of these at these dealerships. And from what I've heard, they don't move as well as the 4Runners. I mean, I love how it's set up, how it looks. Land Cruisers have always been very popular. If I have Land Cruisers that come through the auction that are used ones, they bring crazy, crazy money. So let's check this one out. This one is a 2026. And it's the four-wheel drive hybrid, and that might be the problem, right? $74,000. This one's got the roof racks, got all the extras on it. Let's see what a $75,000 Toyota looks like, feels like. All these screens. Yeah, this is sweet. This is sweet. I like this. I like this a lot. I want an SUV. I don't want to pay $75,000 for one, though. But that one's nice. I do want to check out this RAV4. Very, very, very popular. Starting at $32,000. Imaginary price, right? 47,000 grand for this one right here is a hybrid. Yeah, RAV4 hybrid. Look around, I like the color on it. This is like your average family small SUV now, and still $40,000 for these things. Insane, insane. It's nice. Very nice, very nice. But we're away from the point of affordability. It's just not even a thing anymore, right? Here's some Supras over here. We got two of them. Let's look at both of them. This one's blue. I like the blue, but I like black. Black's always my favorite in any kind of sports car. This inside looks pretty cool, pretty cool. Starting at $30,000, that surprises me. This is a GR86 Premium. $36,000. What motor is in this thing? Let's see here. We got 6-speed transmission. It's a 2.4 4-cylinder boxer. There you go. Looks pretty good. Looks pretty good. This is the Supra. That's the GR. This is the Supra. All right, check this out. This one's starting at $57,000, but you got the GR Supra right here. This one's a 2026, and here's the price point on this one: $63,000. Cool car, but still lots and lots of money. And of course I would find you at the van over here. My wife is looking at the Sienna. We have a Honda Odyssey, but this is what we were actually looking at in the first place to potentially buy. Problem was we got in, we drove one. The hybrid, it's like it took forever to take off. There's no power. I mean, it's nice on the inside. You can look at it. I like how the dash is. I like all the storage down there. You know what? You're probably not watching this video for minivans, but anyway, I'm a dad. I have a wife that likes vans. I actually like vans. Her Odyssey is like a spaceship. It's fantastic. But after we drove it, we didn't like it. And I'm surprised because I'm the Toyota guy online, right? That's what buy Toyota, 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 Toyota. And we didn't like it. No power. But it says starting at $39,000, you're never going to find that one anywhere. But this one is $50,000. But even with that price point, it's very hard to still find these at dealerships. It's not a production problem. It's just that everybody wants them, and they sell them just as soon as they get them on their dealerships. But we didn't like them, so make sure you drive it first before you actually buy one, because no power. No power on this thing. And this one's ready to go to the river. We got our roof rack with the camper on it. This one's the TRD Off-Road. I really like this blue. This is a great color in these 4Runners. These are some that have been moving very well at a lot of these Toyota dealerships. I like the new body style. It seems like it's a little bit smaller in here than what the last model was, but it looks great. I want to look in the trunk too, see what the space. See, here's what I don't like about these 4Runners. The space on the in the back seat is not great. I'm looking to get a new SUV myself, and I'm trying to decide what I'm going to buy. And I look at these 4Runners. I love 4Runners. I drove a 4Runner for years. Absolutely love it. But the problem is, I've got a son. He's 7 years old, and he's like as tall as I am. He's huge. And so that back seat actually really matters to me. And a lot of families, I would assume, look at these 4Runners. I mean, the trunk space. You have so much trunk space. Move the back seat back just 12 inches. That's a lot. Maybe 6 to 8 inches. Let's move it back. And it creates so much more room in the back seat for families. But I get it. These things are awesome. It's just my only complaint. And if it wasn't for that, I probably already have a 4Runner, not a new one. I'm not spending that much money on one, but even the models before this one, the space between the back seat and the front seat, so, so small. All right, here we go. Check out this Tundra. It is, I believe it's a 2026. Yep, 2026 right there. Four-wheel drive. It's a platinum. Here's the price on this one, $76,000. But you can find that magical one, $58,000. Somewhere, some way, there's one that has been out there for $58,000. And all that noise you're hearing behind me, they're running some kind of show for Toyota, but you can see the inside of this thing. Sweet. I mean, they're great. Great. V6 turbo motor. Very cool truck. I like it, but V6 motor and $86,000. Gross. And check this out. This is a Subaru exhibit. I call them exhibits, whatever. It's the Subaru area over here. But it would not be the Subaru section if we did not have puppies over here, right? You never seen a Subaru ever without dog hair in it. And there's a reason for it. Subaru owners are dog lovers, and they let their dogs ride in their cars. And what would you know? Right in the middle of the Subaru little showroom area right here, we got dogs. You can adopt one. You can adopt a dog, buy a Subaru, put the dog right in the Subaru, go ahead and let it start accumulating hair, and then 15 years from now, I'll buy it at auction, and then we'll complain about it having dog hair in it because it's a Subaru. All right, and since I was just talking bad about Subaru owners, I like these. Very nice, very nice. This is a Forester. This one's a 2025. I'm surprised they don't have 2026s out here yet. Suggested price is $47,000, right at $48,000. Yeah, it's nice. I mean, it seems kind of basic to me. But a lot of Subarus are like that. Now you have some of the upper level trims. What trim is this? This one is, it just says hybrid. So I don't know if this is a higher level trim or not. But Subaru, rugged, simple. But the problem is when you have a rugged or a simple Subaru like this and it looks kind of basic on the inside and you're still charging $50,000 for it, by the time you're done with the dealership, you're probably getting out the door for $55,000. That's a lot for a basic-ish looking vehicle. I like it though, I like them. I like basic rugged, but I just don't like them for $50,000. Oh yeah, we know it's the higher end district. What's that? We got Aston Martin, Ferrari. Aston Martin, we got is that a Bentley over there? Yeah, look at this, woo! That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money sitting behind those ropes. One of these cars might be as much as I paid for my house. And something that's interesting, it's kind of funny to me, you see like the black walkway here. These are all the cheaper brands. You have Subaru, you have Toyota, you have Honda, you have Ford over there, you have Stellantis over here. But when you pass this area right here, you get to the red carpet. And what's over here at the red carpet? Well, you have Acura. You have BMW's over there. You got Mercedes, you got some Mercedes over there, Lexus. So it's like we want to keep all the swill, all the poor people over there, but over here we got the red carpet. We got the red carpet, right? And this is for the people who have a little bit of cheddar, or at least they think they do. They have the ability to take out a big loan on one of these cars, I'll put it that way. But yeah, you got Land Rover right over there. Yeah, this is the high line. This is the high rent district, and you can denote that from the red carpet here. Oh, it's cool. This is ready to go camping. I guess if you're a Mercedes, it's going to be glamping at this point. Oh no, this is a shuttle. Just your average Mercedes-Benz shuttle. $72,000. That seems cheap for this, for whatever reason. No, I mean $72,000 is not cheap, but looking at all these other prices at this auto show, for there to be this massive Mercedes sitting in here, and it's the same price as a average Ford truck. That seems off, right? Am I wrong? $72,000 for this? When an F-150's $75,000? Something's wrong with that. One thing it does seem like is all of these higher end brands, they have more reps around their cars. I don't know if that's for security reasons or if they're trying to actually sell you one harder because there's a lot more money, but I don't want to talk to anybody. So if you don't see a Mercedes or if you don't see a Lexus, it's because I don't want to be around anybody. I don't want to talk to anybody. Talk to you, I talked to this little stupid camera that I'm carrying around. People probably think I'm crazy, but I don't want to talk to an actual person. And here's the speculative part of the auto show. We have a lot of these Highline vehicles right here. We have a bunch of lifted stuff. There's a lot of project things. I think a lot of this company is actually doing. We got, what's this, camper on top of a Jeep. Yeah, that's cool. But this is Lambos, Audi. You got your Porsches here. There's a Ferrari that's on the other side. We got more lifted Jeeps. We got this monstrosity, whatever this is. I think that's a Mustang. Yeah, that's a Mustang. This is a drag car here. Look at that. I have to move the camera all the way up and down for you to see everything. That's cool. Oh, let's see here. Yeah, look at it. Basic on the inside, but I almost pushed that rail over right into that very expensive car. Okay, I need to go. Let me go walk over away from this right now. Pontiac GTO. Oh, yeah. Another Porsche over here. We got a Mustang right there. Got another Mustang. We got the old, we got the new right beside of each other. Very cool, very cool. So at these auto shows, they have like different, I call them exhibits or little stages set up, but each one of the manufacturers will have some kind of show, some kind of production. And that's what they're doing right now. What they're doing is they're playing like a little game show. I feel bad for the two people that actually have to host this, because there's like five or six people that are actually there, and they're trying to do a game show. And so the same person just keeps answering the question, so they keep just throwing that person prizes. I don't know what, maybe I should go over there. Go get some prizes from Toyota. I need a Toyota prize. All right, so here's the big boy from Chevy right here. It's a Silverado. It's a 2500. See it right there? Oh, let's look at the price. 2026, 2500. Total price, $86,000. Whew. Oh, this thing's nice though. It's nice. It's got a big screen. Screen right there, screen right there. This is what terrifies me for the future of used cars that I'm going to have to buy in 10, 15 years. All these screens, going to be so much to replace. I might not even exist as a used car dealer when I have to replace all these screens. That's going to be too much money. It's crazy. But anyway, I mean, it looks great. It's in the middle of the little presentation here. Yeah, that's cool. They got all the Chevy products back here. They got Cadillac on that side. Yeah, and there's your Corvette that does not have a price on it. All right, check it out. We're going to point this out. This is a Silverado. It says starting price, $37,000. There's not one dealership in the country I would bet so much money on that you would be able to find a Silverado that's $37,000. Now, I know they're not talking about this one. This is the high-level trim. All the extra bells and whistles, everything like that, right? We're not talking about this, but they're saying just any Silverado starting at $37,000. There's nowhere across the country you're going to be able to find a $37,000 Silverado. This makes me, it gets me kind of fired up, if you can tell. Coming to these auto shows and seeing a lot of these price points around a lot of these vehicles where they're showing, okay, well, you can get such a great deal on the Silverado. You can get one of these big trucks right here. You can get it for $37,000. It doesn't exist. Doesn't it? This one, you can't even see. Oh, yeah, here's the sticker on it. 26 Silverado, 1500, four-wheel drive. Where are we going? Where's the price? Here's the price. Can you see it? I think it says $79,000. That's the price for this. That's double what the starting amount is. I mean, it's nice. Look, I mean, I'm not trying to say anything bad about the truck other than the price point and the way that we're advertising here at the auto show to be able to show where you can start getting a Silverado, and you just can't do it. It's a lie. You can't. You're not going to. I mean, this is sweet. Fantastic. Let's sit in a $75,000 truck so you can get the feel of it. I don't know. I mean, the screen's nice, but I mean, 15, 20 years from now, when I'm seeing these at auction, all the screens are going to be busted. We're going to have to replace them. It's not going to be worth it, and we're just going to have to scrap everything. That's what I see happening. All right, so let's look at some base model stuff. Here's something, a Corolla Hybrid. This is a 2026, and price on this one is $30,000, but they're saying that you can get one right around $25,000. probably not going to be able to find it, but this is what base level looks like. This is what the average family is going to start looking at now, and it's still right at $30,000, and it's crazy how far we've come just in the last few years, because it used to be you could get a Corolla, you could get a Civic and pay low 20s for a brand new one. You can't do that anymore. Now we're looking at $30,000, and for $30,000, this is what you're getting. Basic seat, cheap, everything. And I love Toyota. Look, don't get me wrong, Toyota's the best car you can buy. Toyota Corolla, Toyota Camry. If you were going to ask me what car should I buy for my family, for get the best bang for my buck, what would I say? I would say a Corolla, I would say a Toyota Camry. But even at that, it's still $30,000 now for the average family to get into a brand new vehicle. It's sickening. Check that out. That is mean right there. It's crazy. Look at this. Oh my goodness. Leaning over this. That is a mean looking car right there. I love these things. That's got to be one of the like most dangerous things to drive. It's like a Mini Cooper that will probably pick up the front wheels of how much torque that thing's got. It's absolutely insane. It's cool though. Look at it. Look how cool it is.